My name is Beck. I'm the co-host of the Not Superwoman podcast, and I'm the great-granddaughter of Irish, American and Italian immigrants, and I'm grateful to call Australia home. I'd like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation as the traditional owners of this land of which the podcast was recorded, and extend our respects to the elders past and present. I am in awe of their strength, of the world's oldest living culture, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share this podcast on their land. Welcome to our season finale of Recap and Ramble.
Yes, the season is still going.
We've decided like last year, we're taking a seasonal mid-year break. We need to recalibrate a bit. It's been a wonderful season so far. We actually already have season four well and truly underway, but we need to regroup a bit, also knowing that our children are going to be home for the winter school holidays.
Yeah, and it's bloody brutal. And I'm not going to lie, like the last few weeks, you know when they say things happen in threes, like bad things happen in threes?
Yes.
That's like a thing. So I've had two car accidents and a parking fine. Yeah. And I'm like, the only way is up when I'm down this low.
It was bad. When you sent me through the pictures of the second car accident, I was like, oh, my God, she's on the edge. She's on the edge.
But though, the first one, 100% was my fault. I'd pressed the accelerator instead of a brake and went into the taxi driver in front of me, who was delightful about the whole thing.
No, but the best part about that is the fact that what song were you listening to? You're pumping the music,
I don't actually want to say what song it was, but I was on the way to one of our events and I was pumping Jessica Simpson. You know that song when she's in like the reality TV song that came out with her and Nick?
Yes, yeah.
You know, like, I'm just a southern girl with a Levi's on it. And I was, like, pumping it in the car. Didn't actually, I hope Charlie never listens to this. Yeah, was not concentrating, went straight in. So totally my fault. Sad day. I was wearing really, really high heels and I had to get out of the car and I kind of potted over to this poor guy and he looked at me like I was just an absolute lunatic. Anyway, he was delightful.
You survived.
The second one, which happened,
I'm already a little overwhelmed.
Was a P-plater who whammed into the back of me. So my poor car is just destroyed front and back. My sanity's gone, and I'm just a shell of a woman.
I do feel like this time of year really pushes like people to their breaking point because it's just miserably cold, it's getting wet, it's dreary, everyone's getting like overtired, not enough vitamin D. Safe to say three has happened and you're on the way up.
The only way is up. And you know what we had this week that was up? You and I went to Sydney.
Yes, we did.
We did share a king size bed.
That was probably the most delightful part was we actually didn't have to share a bed. I was up there, I met you up there, and then we got to do a wonderful record with the very funny Michael Whipley.
Yeah, I loved it. It was a lot of fun, and it's just good when sometimes like your plans of kind of spur of the moment things actually work out.
Yes, yeah. We were talking 36 months and just all things parenting and
God being
resonating
with me this week as I've had Beatrice talking every night, coming home, wanting messenger kids. And I'm like, God, stop with the bloody wearing me down on this.
I know. And it's just there's no clear handbook. That's what's really hard. Like you know that you're doing it for the short-term pain, long-term gain, greater good of keeping her off it. But then at the same time, there's all this psychology that's sort of like, oh, the socialization and the connection, it's really hard to navigate. I don't envy you. Thankfully, mine are none the wiser at the moment, but I certainly know through talking to Whipper in that episode
And through talking to our parent group community at school, it's just there's a long road ahead with all of that. Not to say that there's not light at the end of the tunnel. There is. I just think it's really going to take a concerted effort for parents to collaboratively get together and really make a united front on what's ways and means you can manage things within your parent group and community at school.
Because I think that's the tricky thing at the moment is some children are on it, some aren't.
Yeah.
There's all these secret groups and they feel left out.
Mm.
Anyway, that's, you know, I'll just stew on that tonight as I fall asleep. All these demons will crawl up and off, not get to sleep till bloody 11 p.m.
I know. Well, I just stocked up on for winter break, my NeuroCalm. Safe to say, Tom came home, there was like 8 bottles of NeuroCalm on the bench.
Oh, school holidays prep, baby.
It is. But safe to say, I'm not dissimilar to you. In the chaos of like trying to fit in so much this week before school holidays begin, I was cooking, came home from, was it Sydney night? I don't know. Came home from Sydney and it was like basketball pickup and ballet and then dinner and then I'm chaos and everyone's yelling and I'm cooking and then my dad calls and I answered the call with my AirPods and took the call whilst I was also cooking and managing the kids. And then I got back to the kitchen and kept cooking. Next minute, I'm like, where'd my AirPods go? And then I was like, oh, that's so weird. What the hell did I do?
And then so I was did you have AirPods in your ear,
yeah,
though?
I had them in my ears. And then I hung up the call from Dad and had everyone yelling at me and stuff. So then I was like, oh, I'll just sit them down. God knows where I actually sat them down in that time. Then I'm looking around the house, can't find them. Start cleaning the kitchen after dinner with no AirPods, and I found them once I opened the vegetable steamer and I'd steamed the AirPods with the vegetables.
That is so bad.
I know.
I'm like, children, oh. Everyone had dinner with the water from the AirPods.
Yes. So we not only ate vegetables that have been steamed with like Bluetooth Apple electronic devices. So God knows what that's done to us. Anyway, what those,
you know what?
Vegetables
probably
are probably
nothing worse than like if you had a can of Coke or something.
Oh, he's hoping. God. And also I lost bloody good AirPod Pros. I'm so annoyed anyway. But that is literally an live example of what the chaos of this week is like. It's just.
That actually makes me feel better about my 2 car accidents and my parking fine. And you know what? The silver lining from Sydney, like I did have the best time obviously with you, is that I stayed an extra night and got to go and see the Archibald, which one of the artists, Eliza Burt's Whistle, I've really said that surname wrong, painted Chanel Contos and it was so good.
Oh, I saw the pictures of that online and it was like, it just so bold, fun, empowering, eye-catching. Like I absolutely loved that.
But then when you look closely after you've kind of seen that, I guess, hyper-feminine frivolity in what is her kind of image, she's painted all the words of all the victims of sexual assault. So it's like they're coming through behind the artwork.
The names?
No, not the names. Experiences that people have had, like, you know, distressing testimonies.
Oh, shit.
So it's like beautiful. You think it's beauty and then I guess you kind of look through it and see that and you're like, it's so makes you feel so uncomfortable.
Mm.
And I guess that's what she was trying to do.
Oh, God, that one in my mind, not that I got to see any of the other pieces, nor am I an art reviewer that understands art. So,
no, but it is a lot of fun. Like even I walked across the road and did the Jeannie Baker exhibition afterwards, which finishes next week, which is really annoying. But that was all about from her books, Where the Forest Meets the Sea. So remember all those collages, those amazing little collages that we grew up with? I might kind of put a link into notes because it was so good.
Oh, I'm getting the books confused. I know. I'm trying to picture the ones that you're talking about, but
she uses like all these different mixed mediums of tiny collages to make these like kind of jungle
images.
Pictures, but they would have been from like us in the 80s.
Right. Way back when. Safe to say I might have blocked it out.
I had a nostalgic moment. I shed a tear. My lost childhood.
Well, I know. Speaking of moments, having like end books last night, my middle child was reading me the book that I used to read to him as a baby. Oh, and I was like, whoa, that is a time warp. Like, where did that time go? When did you learn to read? How old am I? It was a bit, whoa. But we are a couple of things. What have you been, watching a series?
What have I been watching? Oh, I'm about to start watching The Ladies in Black on ABC iView, which is all about, based on the women that worked at David Jones and how they always used to wear black.
Oh, that's that brilliant movie, actually.
Yeah, so same thing, same concept, yeah. But made in
I love that film.
I love that film too. And the book. The book was really good too.
I mean, the Anne Hathaway movie,
Coachella.
Yes, The Idea of You. And I was like, oh, my God. Everyone had been telling me to watch it because it's quite fun being now a woman entering, like nearing her 40s, and it's this story of this woman that's gotten divorced and is a single mum, and then she goes to take her daughter to a VIP meet and greet at Coachella, and the boy band member who's in his 20s falls in love with her mum. And at Coachella, like, dedicates a song to her because
that's
they had
bloody great. That gives you hope.
I know, and I just had like, it's just. I mean, I am happily married and all of that, but I was like, oh my God, this is so. This is like fun, tingly vibes where you just get these like giddy butterflies going. Oh my God, imagine! Can you imagine? That would be wild.
I only got halfway through it. And I turned it off, but maybe I should keep going.
Oh, no. I mean, look, it's certainly not award season, you know, Oscar worthy or whatever, but it's just one of those like fun, it's nice to have it flipped. And it was so funny because Tom came in and I was watching it and I explained the context to him and he goes, oh, imagine if I was watching a film that had an older guy pick up a younger girl. And I was like, sorry. That's every film that's nearly ever been made. I'm like, As Good As It Gets, Pretty Woman. I just was like, it's never the reverse. It's always.
No, it's never the older woman gets the guy.
The younger guy. It's always the older guy is dating a younger woman.
And she always looks frumpy and old, not hot like Anne Hathaway.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She looks stunning.
And, you know,
in
with their
film.
Life together, like she has everything together.
Yeah.
She's good.
Yeah. I know. So it was a really like fun. I actually haven't quite finished it yet, but it was really fun. I fell asleep.
Speaking of things falling apart, things are falling apart for Justin Timberlake.
Oh, dear. I know.
I just feel like I'll always have a soft spot for Justin, but that mugshot, he actually looked quite hot.
No, I know. The 2-1 I saw. I'm a fanatical Bravo girl. I know you're not going to even have an understanding of what that means.
What is Bravo?
Oh, see, it's so funny. It's all the housewives and all those reality TV shows are under this umbrella production company called Bravo. Anyway, and my point being, I was following one of these Bravo bloggers that did highlight the seriousness of like we all kind of. Either making fun or whatever, but seriously stupid getting in the car drink driving. Like,
oh, I can't
utterly,
even drive.
Utterly unacceptable and, you know, sincerely dangerous. And, but that being said, it does make me go, God, what the hell is going on with him? Because only a couple of years ago, he did that terrible film. I can't even remember what it was called because I refused to watch it because I was like so irritated. Because then he. There was those Pat photos where he got busted flirting with his co-host at a bar at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And she was sitting on his lap and he had his arms wrapped around her and was rubbing her leg and stuff. And and I just thought to myself, get your shit together, you knucklehead. Like
You've got chest. Why go out for, what is it? Why go out for mince when you've got steak at home, or a chop? What does that say?
Something like that. But I just thought, you know what? It just says, so I've thought about this a lot, obviously too much, but I was like, what does a pop star do when he's aging? Because rock and roll ages. You've got your Mick Jagger that rolls around, still everyone thinks he's an icon, whatever. You've got your country western music singers that, like Tim McGraw, that everyone thinks is epic. Like, what does a pop star...
Well, they're like a fine wine. You get better as you get older. Shania, she's still bloody great. Dolly, we haven't spoken about Dolly.
Hang on, but I have to say this. No, but I'm like, what does a pop star do? Like a male pop star. So 15, 20 years ago when we were younger in high school, his pop and dancing was cool. But then watching him do it, trying to do it 2 years ago as like a middle-aged dad, I was like, oh, dear. I feel like he's grappling with his evolution and it's all a bit sad, to be honest, but that's a very bold judgment.
You know what I loved was Britney Spears, the post on Instagram today, oops, I did it again, has posted a photo of herself in Las Vegas beside a pool with a cocktail because apparently he told the cops, I just had one martini.
Oh.
And she's captioned it, it's just the little things. I'm like, talk about shitty timing.
I know. But it's very deliberate timing, clearly, but it is quite funny because he did that terrible Crimea River video clip. I sound very anti-Justin. I'm never
No, I am. I do like Justin. I bloody love Britney. But most of all, I love Dolly. And Dolly is bringing a Broadway musical to New York.
Oh.
Well, obviously Broadway is in New York, isn't it? Yeah.
I think so.
So they're doing The Life of Dolly Parton as a Broadway musical.
Is she going to be in it?
I don't know. I didn't get that far. I feel like yes. Like nothing's holding her back. Like she.
Well, I know, but that's again not fact checked. So just let's.
No, but I'll. Well, I might fact check it. I might not. So we'll see. School holidays are long.
No. Well, speaking of, we are entering into school holidays and having a break. We have started in the groundwork for our wonderful season two with incredible guests coming up.
Season four, not season two.
I told you I needed a copy. Oh dear. But that being said, we are at the tipping point where our podcast Labour of Love is exactly that, a labour of love that is completely self-funded, and we're now in the throes of trying to work out the longevity of our future going forward.
I guess, you know, it's just sharing it with your friends, following us, you know, signing up to the newsletter. The more support we have, the better, and the more that we can keep growing and bringing this to you each.
Yeah, 100%.
Week. And ever.
I'm hoping that it's just simple things like, yeah, subscribe wherever you get your or click follow wherever you listen to your podcasts, follow us on social media or share any of the content that you feel compelled or that is meaningful for you. But whilst it's sort of simpler stuff that you guys could do, it means far greater things for us. So we are hoping we can just keep the traction going and start working, collaborating with people so that we can grow even further. So stay tuned. Season four is on its way, but we wish everyone a wonderful couple of weeks while we say we're having a break, but we're also hustling in the background. So
picking up the pieces of our broken lives to bring you.
Sayonara. Adios, baby. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Not Super Woman. You can find extra resources, links and information on our website, which is notsuper-woman.com.
Is that a dash or a hyphen?
A dash is a hyphen, Rash.
Wonderful.
And if you're enjoying what we're bringing, you can follow us on our socials, and we're across all podcast platforms. So hit subscribe, guys.